thank you so much for tuning in to my good friend Matt Hammett today.
You're listening
to the Lead Me.
The Lead Me.
The Lead Me.
The Lead Me Lifecast.
Good intentions are not enough. These are the practical and spiritual things.
Who you are at home makes all the difference in the world.
I'm Matt Hammett, and thanks for listening to the Lead Me Lifecast. Well, good day, everybody. I'm Matt Hammett. Thanks for tuning in today. I've been away for a couple of weeks because I've been in Nashville writing every single day for about 2.5 weeks. And man, I'm writing for myself for my new project, which will be coming out hopefully early 2017. You'll maybe hear some music even before then. And then also writing for other people as well. So been really enjoying this new season of creativity, but now it's good to be back with you guys for another episode of the Lead Me Lifecast. You know, my wife's sister, Hannah, is getting married this weekend, tomorrow. And we're so grateful for Dan coming into her life and the fact that they're walking into a Christian marriage together in this new season of life. And so tonight we're actually going out to the rehearsal. Tomorrow we have the wedding. Then this weekend on Sunday, we have Exclaim Festival here in Toledo, Ohio. And so if you're in the Toledo area, please don't miss Exclaim Festival. I'll be playing with members of the Toledo Symphony, also members of the UT Gospel Choir, and an incredible local band from local churches here in Toledo. So you don't want to miss Exclaim Festival. Josh Wilson goes on around 3, and I go on around 5 p.m. So if you're anywhere near the Toledo area, drive in and come to Exclaim. And so what I want to do today is very simple. I want to share something with you that Sarah actually recorded for her sister's wedding. Now, it's a little risky playing this for you tonight, those of you who download these episodes as soon as they come out, because you'll hear it before some of the other folks tomorrow. So keep it to yourselves. But I had to post this tonight because I was so moved as I was editing this video of Sarah talking to her sister. It just moved me because I know there's a lot of people out there who've been just walking through life, you know, one little step at a time. And that's great. It's okay to walk through life, but you know what's better? Dancing. That's something Sarah's always said to me. I've never been a big dancer, but man, I've learned what that means to know how to dance in life because of her. And you're not always going to get it right. I don't want to give it all away. Here's the deal. I'm just going to let you hear what Sarah said to her sister and Dan about dancing through life. But before I do, I have to say, Hannah and Dan, if by any off chance you're listening to this tonight, you're not allowed. You have to wait till tomorrow. But before I play this, I do want to say to you, whenever you do listen to this, and I'm glad that you'll have it on tape here at the Lead Me Lifecast to listen to in the future, even after tomorrow. But I do want to say congratulations. We love you. Dan, welcome to the family. Hannah, I'm so blessed to be a part of your family. And we're so excited as you guys start this life together. And we pray blessings over you that the Holy Spirit would just give you exceeding peace and joy in this new season together. And with that, here's Sarah's speech on dancing through life.
Hannah and I met 2 days after my 12th birthday on September 25th, 1991. That was the day that my little sister, Hannah Elizabeth Schooler, was born. And she was a bright light from the moment she was born. She brought so much joy to our life. And I'm so proud of her. She's always been an amazing little girl, and she has just become the most beautiful, hardworking, compassionate young woman. And I am so excited for her to get married, her and Dan to get married. And Hannah, I have lots of stories I could tell about your character and how you will make such a wonderful wife. The one I chose to tell, well, let's see, it goes back to when you were 1 and I was 13. And I'm sure you remember this, but well, you don't remember this, but when you turned 1, it was a big to-do. Everyone was so excited. You were this adorable baby girl, and we all celebrated big time your first birthday. Of course we would. But in the same year, in 2 days earlier was my 13th birthday. And let's just say I wasn't quite as adorable. I was 13 and a little sassy. And I think, you know, I don't really remember this, but my mom has told this story many times that Hannah's first birthday overshadowed my 13th birthday. Totally understand. But mom has told us that story over and over again, so much so that I think I was maybe like 10, it might even have been 12 years ago. Hannah had a surprise 13th birthday for me. So I was somewhere like early 20s, and my little sister, who was probably like 10 or 12 at the time, had a 13th birthday for me. So she had cake and candles, and everyone sang to me happy 13th birthday. It was so adorable and so thoughtful and so cute. At a young age, she was thinking about how she could make me feel better and feel loved, and she went above and beyond to do that. And so for me, that's one example of how she's going to make an amazing wife. Hannah, you are going to be an amazing wife to Dan, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm here for you. I don't have all the answers, but I am a few steps ahead of you, and I am happy to help in any way that I can. Your compassion, your kindness, your drive, your ability to make someone feel loved, and you go above and beyond for people that you love. And I think all those characteristics are gonna make you a fabulous wife and mother, and I'm really happy for you today. Dan, welcome to our family. We love you. We think you're a phenomenal man, and we're excited to see how you lead your family, and we're here for you too. I've only known Dan a little bit of time, but one story I can say that strikes me about Dan is we were at a shower for Hannah in Michigan, and someone had asked Dan a series of questions before the shower. And one of the questions stood out from the rest to me, and it was, Dan, what is your most prized possession? And me, you know, I'm trying to guess in my mind his car, his baseball card. And what he said, you know, very intelligently, what he said was Hannah. And it brought tears to my eyes because it's amazing that he feels that way. And that was his response. And so I'm so thankful that you feel that Hannah is your most prized possession. She is a prized possession, and we adore her. And we give her to you today. So anyways, excuse me. The thing I want to leave with you, the hope I have for you in your marriage, is that you wouldn't settle for walking through life together, that you would make choices to dance instead. Dancing through life, it's not an easy task, but it's the best way to go through life together as a couple. In order to dance through life, you must keep your eye on the instructor, Jesus Christ, because he is the one who will teach you how to dance. Learn each other well and be in sync with each other. Focus on what you can give to the dance, not what you can get. Be grace-filled and graceful towards each other. When you miss a step, or you trip or even fall down, get up, dust yourself off, grow and learn from your mistakes, and keep dancing.
There's so many reasons I love that woman. And that's one of them. So good. I hope that Sarah's speech on dancing through life has blessed you today. I want to thank you again for listening to the Lead Me Lifecast. If this speech on dancing from Sarah today blessed you, share it with somebody else, all right? Tell your friends about the Lead Me Livecast. Don't forget to go to matthammettmusic.com for previous episodes. Have a great week.